enable you to create a physical form of any description of any type. It is necessary for you to create with your mind the energy for the form. Then you must cross the bridge from the mind to the imagination. It is the imagination that creates the form, the second part of the process. If you create the form with the energy of the mind and you do not cross the bridge to the energy of the imagination, then the form will not be created in a physical form of energy. This is the process that you need to apply to create physical form. The word imagination has been incorrectly processed within your conditioning. It is not what you think it is. It is the place where physical is formed. If the energy you create remains in your mind and the process is not correctly applied to your imagination, then this will increase your confusion. It will add to confusion. Once you have the thought within the mind, you must follow it through to your imagination. There are two different aspects, two different processes that must be achieved to create physical form. Imagination is a direct link to the source, although all is part of the source. There is a process for every application that exists. You can logically understand this, and it is necessary also to be direct, clear and precise with the thoughts, the frequencies that you send from your mind to your imagination. Otherwise your creation will not be precise, it will not be correct. Your world has created many stories about the power of positive thinking. This is merely a process. The word power is insignificant. It is a process that is utilized with energy. It is a real process. And to term it with the word imagination, as you would perceive imagination, is not correct. But it is the only word I can use for you to relate where this process takes place within self. And for you it is imagination. We would not use the word imagination. We would not term it in such a way. Again, it has different meanings to you. All energy can be changed to a different form of energy, particularly in the physical world. Your physical creations can be changed to different creations. The emotion, the frequency behind what you have created is the most important factor. Again, this is the origin of the creation. The initial thought, the initial reason why you created it in the first place. You have to be aware of your emotions of creation. If you misunderstand your own emotional frequency, then you will not create what you desire. This is more complicated with your logic to understand this. Your motives, what drives you at the beginning of the process, is what is more important than anything. Your mind, having seen what you have created, will be often confused about the creation, because your mind does not work within the metaphysical. It works solely for the physical and the conditioned life you have created. So your mind will tell you what you have created is not correct. It is correct. It is from the origin of your original thought before you begin the process. But to analyze it after, your mind may be disappointed with the creation because it does not understand the creation. This is a process you need to understand yourself and be aware of what you are creating. Again, awareness. Know yourself. Know how to apply yourself. Know how the process works. This is the process of physical creation, not metaphysical, although they are one of the same. So, when I use the terminology, a bridge must be crossed. It is the bridge between the mind and the imagination, the consciousness, the one, the source. You merely need to understand the process. You will never fully understand whilst you are in a physical form with physical senses. You will never fully understand, but you merely need to acknowledge and understand the process for it to work in the way you need it to work, or you desire it to work, or you want it to work. Want, do not want, apply. Want on its own will leave you wanting. And you will always want. Be precise, be direct, be clear with what your desire is. Do not want, for you will always want. And you will always be in a state of wanting. It is really not so complicated. But aligned with your conditioning, with your mind, you will have complications. It is also true to say that the energy within the world you have created is constantly changing. It is true to say that the balance is constantly changing. It has no choice. It is going to be a natural occurrence. Man's consideration his own ability when based purely for control is self-delusional. It is mind control. His inability to understand that it is his own mind that is controlling him and ultimately creating much energy which does not cross the bridge into the imagination. It is based on fear, fear of himself. Fear created from his mind. Created energy of a mass of negative energy which did not cross the bridge into the imagination to become one energy. Energy formed in the mind, isolated from the imagination, from the consciousness, formed and stayed in a negative form, will balance ultimately. There is no choice other than the intervention of positive energy. The balance within a physical form has to remain balanced, natural. The birth of energy from the source. You do not have to be concerned about a balance. This is beyond your control. It will occur. Your comparisons of what is right for you are based on your own conditioning within the conditioned world. You have to lift yourself above this, because you also will remain within your own mind, creating energy that is not balanced, and you also will be balanced ultimately. It is the same as I have told you from the beginning, quite simply. You are a pure form of energy, created from the source. But your abilities, your potential, it is beyond anything you can understand within the physical form you are, with the senses you have. It is true that your science is exposing a tiny part of the metaphysical world. It is also true to say that there are species out there that understand much more than you, but they do not understand all. They live also in fear, within their own mind of control. It is no different than the world you have created. It is the same. Based on their understanding of technology, then their manipulation, the tools they use to manipulate, the technology they use is highly advanced, much more advanced than yours. But it is the same thing. The freedom that lies for them is the same as the freedom that lies for you. It is an understanding of the process. And their understanding of the process is as limited as man's understanding of the process. Most of these entities or species would not intervene because they know it is not good for them to intervene. They have a understanding of this, but their minds will convince them that intervention is correct, just as man's mind convinces him through fear. It is true to say that your own understanding of all what I speak about within this space will set you free. It is also true to say that you will never have a complete understanding of this whilst you are in a physical form. This is because you have physical senses which are very basic. This is because you are conditioned. You have been conditioned for a very long time in what you call time, many lives, thousands of years in what you call time. By giving you this information, we help you, we help ourselves, and you help us also to understand more ourselves, of which we are the same. So there is a transition from the mind, from the physical created mind, to the imagination, which is the oneness of the source, the consciousness. And there is a bridge between the two that needs to be crossed. There is a source of creation. And it is your mind that will create. But then it is your mind that has to cross that bridge to your imagination, to form a physical body, a physical form. In theory, a simple process. In application, a difficult process. Particularly when your mind is inhibiting the crossing of the bridge. I cannot put it any clearer for you. And the main emotion, the main frequency that will stop you continually making this journey is fear, created by your mind and trapped, prevented from crossing the bridge.